These are Tuesday's Manchester United headlines. United watched Fiorentina attacking midfielder Federico Bernardeschi on Friday, but he was below par in a 4-1 loss to Roma. The Red Devils were linked to the 22-year-old Italian last month after he did well in the first leg of Fiorentina's Europa League clash with Spurs, scoring a spectacular long-range goal. A Red Devil scout was at the Olympic Stadium in Roma last week for the Serie A clash, but Bernardeschi, like the rest of his teammates, were comfortably second best on the night. He could still earn a call-up to the Italian national squad later this month after a fine season in which he's operated in a number of positions for La Viola, often doing his best work when cutting in from the right on his favoured left foot. Bernardeschi, who's under contract to the Artemio Franchi until 2019, is one of a number of young attacking midfielders that have been scouted recently. United watched Schalke's Max Meyer last week, and also reports from France in L'Equipe on Tuesday suggest that there was a scout watching Marseille's Georges Kevin Nkoudou in their 1-0 draw with Toulouse on Sunday. Another player involved in that game that might be of United's interest is Lassana Diarra, the ex-Chelsea and Real Madrid midfielder, of course, twice previously played under Jose Mourinho. Elsewhere, and Wayne Rooney has received the all clear to have his leg brace permanently removed, and he'll step up his comeback in the next 48 hours. The United striker has been absent for the last six games after damaging his knee ligaments in the defeat to Sunderland. Rooney returned earlier this week from a warm weather break in Dubai with his family and was spotted near to his Cheshire home walking without the brace. And Old Trafford sources have now confirmed the skipper is no longer requiring the extra stability. He can walk freely again. The 30-year-old will resume his rehab work later this week, although United continue to insist their captain has no chance of making England's upcoming international friendly matches with Germany and Holland at the end of the month.